Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with the brand new president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us. We're back with Marty Smith in just a moment. Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At the just-concluded Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, fifth-generation Florida rancher Marty Smith was elected president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for the coming year. During the convention in San Antonio, we had the chance to sit down with Marty and talk about why he was interested in getting involved with the leadership of NCBA.
You know, NCBA is a great organization that addresses so many things. So many of the challenges that we have as beef producers. I initially got involved with NCBA after being involved with Florida Cattlemen's Association, and it really started with working on environmental and water rights, property rights policies, things that we faced in Florida and that we faced nationally. And that was my first involvement with the organization. NCBA is the only outfit out there that can really address or help keep cattle producers like me in business, and particularly those areas like ours that are so challenging.
So I guess, you know, as you think about some of the issues of the day, you maybe have a special place in your heart to see this movement on ending the Obama-era WOTUS and putting that new navigable waters rule in place.
Absolutely. Somebody that ranches on some areas that can get a little wet every now and then. It is very important to us. Something I've been involved in personally and professionally and through both Florida and NCBA way before WOTUS rule ever came in with the Obama administration, something that's been out there. And so certainly it's great to see that now finally coming to some resolution, and a great victory for not just our industry, but for landowners all over the country.
From what you've read in the new rule, do you feel that it will give you the certainty that we've talked about a great deal needing?
Absolutely. It's going to give us much more certainty. In addition to giving certainty, it's going to be a much more practical application. One of the major problems with the Obama administration WOTUS rule is you needed a whole team of engineers and hydrologists and geologists to even begin to give you an opinion as to whether it was a water of the U.S. or not. It was going to be too costly for just the average landowner, rancher, farmer, wherever, to challenge anything from the government.
And Marty Smith says he's hoping to encourage all cattle producers to be more consumer-facing in their attitudes about producing beef in the days ahead.
You know, we want to continue to grow our beef demand. We've certainly made some big gains over the last 10, 15, 20 years in reversing some of the negative trends, but we got to keep that going. Today's consumer is probably asking a lot more questions about the product that we produce. How is it produced? How is it handled? National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Beef Quality Assurance, or BQA program, is very successful in that regard. As we go forward, we keep getting the questions, though, on all fronts, both domestically and internationally. What are you doing about sustainability? So we have to be prepared to answer that. We've got to be prepared to, and here's the thing. I think that we being the American beef producers, are the most environmentally efficient producers of any protein anywhere in the world. But we're not getting that message out to the public, to the consumer. We got to do a better job with that.
Is that maybe job one, as far as in your mind, for the coming year for cattle producers and NCBA?
Certainly it's going to we've got to move it way up on our priority list. It's been a priority, but no, we've got to move it much higher on the priority list.
So. What else? What is in your mind are your priorities?
My priorities are to continue to build on our influence in Washington, D.C., with the regulatory agencies and with Congress, we face a huge election coming up. So when you say, what are the priorities going into 2020, that election process is just monumental for us. We've got to be able to get our message out and get people in Congress, wherever they come from, that will listen to American agriculture and American beef.
New NCBA President Marty Smith. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.